Last Sunday, or the gospel for last Sunday, we had the video from the bishop, but he mentioned as well, and we saw, as is usual on the first Sunday every year at Lent, we heard about Jesus spending 40 days in the desert. The second Sunday of Lent, always the gospel will tell us of what we call the passage we just heard. We call it the transfiguration. You know, Jesus transfigures his figure, is changed, you know, became glorious, as it says the gospel, dazzling white, you know, shining as bright as the sun. And it's interesting that it's placed always at the beginning of, or this time of, our Lenten journey, because it's always a reminding for each one of us. Lent is the time that will prepare us for celebrating Holy Week and celebrate especially Easter, the mysteries, the highest and greatest mysteries of our salvation, Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead. Has been associated mostly with penance, this time of Lent. And for many people, it's a time of great or small sacrifices. Some people would say that it's a difficult time. Indeed, it should not be confused with difficulties or a time of sadness. The contrary. Perhaps it is a time that we're invited to prayer. Yes, some sacrifices, small or big, some sacrifices that we do not for the sake of doing, for the sake of helping ourselves in understanding that we can survive without so many things that we have. We can give up some things and we can live well still. So the Transfiguration represents, even for us, a time when the glory of Jesus is revealed, showing us also to understand that in our journey of faith, that's the direction we are going, that's where we go, to the glory of the Lord. You know, the three disciples, Peter, James, and John, they did not understand. Peter said, well, let us stay here, on the top of this mountain. They saw the glory of the Lord. They saw, Moses and Elijah, and those, they represent the whole of the Old Testament, the Jewish scripture. And Moses representing the law, and Elijah representing the prophets. They're all there, symbolize that Jesus is the center. They all prepare the way to come and Jesus. And Peter said, let us stay here. But the Lord said, no. Well, the Lord here, this in Luke doesn't say anything, but they hear the voice that comes from the clouds saying, this is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Time and again we'll find those revelations that will say, listen to him. When Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit also came upon Jesus, and the word said, this is my beloved Son. Listen to him. In the Gospel of John, the wedding at Cana, they came to Jesus. And because they had no more wine. And then when they said that, Mary came to Jesus and says, what do I have to do with this? And Mary just told the servants, do whatever he tells you. Listen to him. listening, we could understand here as something deeper than just hearing. We might hear well. We might have no problems with our hearing. And sometimes if we do, nowadays it's not that difficult to fix that. You get a hearing aid and everything is okay. It is almost okay. You know Father Alex. He was here. Father Alex has a hearing aid. But he chooses when he wants to wear them or not. He's very selective, you know. The difficult part is that when we were at home and we were watching TV and he had no hearing aids, so he just said, "Can you put it a little louder? You know, I can't hear well." And then you put the volume like in 50, you know, almost the height that you can't hear. And there he is listening to the TV and he wants to talk to you. Now who are just nearby, and he says, and you say something, you shout something, now you're yelling, and still he can't hear you. And I said, "Why don't you use your hearing aid?" Now sometimes, it's not so, with God, it's not that selective. We can fix the hearing aids, but to listen, we can understand that something more deep. Not only listening, saying that, "Oh, I'll memorize something." No, it's listening with one heart. There's that old song from Simon and Garfunkel, "Sounds of Silence." Maybe some of you remember. There's one part that says, I don't remember the whole song, but 10,000 people, maybe more, one part, and say, "People hearing without listening." Now we might be hearing so many things, but what are we listening to? Today's words is a call for us in this time of Lent to listen with our hearts. And what is the Word of God telling us? Today's first reading, talking about Abraham. Difficult for us to understand because what they are doing, the costumes and the time is so far away from us that we cannot understand. Talking about sacrificing animals, we don't do that anymore. The Jews don't do that anymore. They used to do until Jesus' time. Once the temple was destroyed, they also abolished the practice and the tradition of sacrificing animals as a sign of worshiping God. They had the idea of burning half of the animal, the smoke would take to heavens, the prayers and the thanksgiving, the praises that they were offering God. But that's no longer a practice. But they had that tradition, old times, the time of Abraham, a contract that they would do. Even two people, we do a contract, they would split an animal, kill an animal and split it in half. And both parties, they would walk through those animals. And the symbol of that was, if one of them would break the contract, same should happen as happened to the animal. Now, Abraham was doing a covenant, which is not a contract, but a covenant with God. How can someone do that covenant with God, whom is not a person like us? But we heard in the scriptures, Abram did everything as he should have done. And then at night, a torch passed like a fire, passed through representing God, saying that God has sealed a covenant with Abram. He would not abandon him no matter what. And he's asking from us the same. So I believe today's word is calling us to be faithful to God, to be faithful in everything we do. Trust in the Lord. There are many things we will not understand, but trusting and listening carefully to his words. We might go through times of calvaries, suffering, misunderstandings, and we do not know. But Jesus showed himself in glory so that the disciples who were going with him to Jerusalem and would be witnessed to his death on the cross, that they should not despair because they had seen the glory. The same to us. Let us not despair today. We are going to see the glory that God has promised us. But till that day, let us continue to listen to him carefully, and we'll see the meaning that will give to our lives.